Well, Hannah, the background for raising this is reports have come in, and I know you're familiar with the case yourselves of a family living with constant structural noise in an apartment building and the effect it has on the family themselves, the father and the son in particular. Both people are trauma survivors and are living under these conditions where there's constant noise from the apartment above. Now, working with the council and the housing department and the tenant liaison officers, you know, they're aware of these issues. They're aware there are properties who suffer with these issues, and therefore the residents living in them suffering tremendously with these issues. So my kind of question to the council is, they have the information on the amount of properties that are suffering with these issues and the people living in them. So they have that bank of knowledge there. And when those properties become available, they need to be soundproofed. And with apartments, this case in particular, it sounds from noise upstairs. So if you're living in an apartment and that structural work needs to be done while you're living there, the whole roof has to be pulled down, the whole ceiling has to be pulled down. So it's not something a council can do when someone's living there. It's not the same as noise coming from a neighbour next door. It's tremendously damaging, especially for children. It really negatively impacts their lives. And a family must endure this for at least 2 years before they can get a transfer in any shape or form. So it's a very devastating thing for a young child to have to experience over time. The sleep deprivation, the decline in any child's way of life is just has been very, very difficult. So, yeah. I mean, this cannot keep happening, families. So the knowledge is there, the information is in the council of different departments that have this issue, and it needs to not continue to happen. So they have to step in and do something. Because if I was aware that there's an apartment that this is an issue with, and it has to be vacated because the damage it's causing, the damage the structural noise is causing to the occupants below. And if I'm a council executive and I know that's what's happening, it would be very wrong to move someone else into that apartment without that work being done, without the sound deadening being done, because sound regulations back before 2014 weren't as strict as they are now. Yeah. And it's not just at High. This is across the county. This work needs to be done because it's a devastating situation for a young person, for a child to have to live with. It just sets them up in a disadvantaged way for their lives. Mm. And I know in at High there's considerable intergenerational trauma, but every generation is trying to get out of that. And as a public representative, we need to do the best we can for our constituents, do the best they can for their children to break that cycle. And in this information era generation that we are in, we can't pretend not to be aware of this and not to be aware of the damaging effects it can have on families. In this particular case, it's devastating.
And in Vera Louise, is the council aware of that? Is it something that they have recognised, or
They are aware. They are aware. They've received a considerable amount of information to that effect. So they are aware. And we know that buildings built before 2014 regulations came in can be vulnerable to this issue. So it's not something that can be ignored any longer, I feel, because it's negatively affecting families in a huge, huge way. So it's important to get families to safety and for young children to feel safe in their home. And in apartments like this, that is not the case.